Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey everyone! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you are listening, subscribing and commenting. I do appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're both linked in the description below. In this one, I wanted to speak to you guys about introverts versus extroverts. Especially, I think I'm trying to speak here to extroverted parents. My mom is an extrovert, and I think she's actually an extreme extrovert. Really, seriously, I live in her house sometimes, and I go visit her obviously a lot, and I'll be staying there with her, and I literally will realize the extent of her extrovertedness when I'm living with her. Now, sometimes I believe a lot of the extroversion does come from obligations, social obligations, familial obligations, and things like that. So she, you know, she hangs out with people she doesn't want to because of family reasons, or she talks on the phone with people who are really annoying because they're friends of hers, and things like that. She really is a very kind-hearted person, and so she'll give and give and give and give. Also, she's a mother, and she's just a giver in general. She gives of herself very easily and just in immense quantities. To everyone around her, not just family, anyone who needs her. People will be coming from India all the time and she'll, you know, give them space in our house. She'll feed them, she'll take care of them. People message her all the time looking for things and she'll help them find it. She's just a very good person in general. But, you know, I live in her, as I said, I stay in her house with her sometimes, sometimes for a month, 2 months at a time. And that's when the real extent of the difference between an extrovert and an introvert comes to me. Because usually I spend all of my time by myself, right? Right now, in this moment in time, as I do. And so I don't really know. I'm an introvert, but I'm fine by myself. There's no one to compare myself to, right? So I don't really realize how much of an introvert I am and how much of an extrovert someone can be. But when I go live with my mom, I realize, whoa, she's an extrovert. And she's really an extrovert. And she really has a lot of energy for people. And I really realize that when, you know, she'll wake up in the morning with, you know, talking on the phone to her family back in India, because that's the perfect time for them, especially with the 12, 13 hour difference that we have between Toronto and India. And so, you know, she'll be talking on the phone. That's how she begins her day. You know, sometimes the phone will start ringing when she's sleeping, and she'll wake up talking to someone on the phone. Can't imagine doing that. I'd kill someone. And so I always keep my phone switched off. Not that anyone's ever calling me, but in general, I keep my phone switched off when I'm sleeping. And then, you know, she'll go, like, maybe do a little bit of work or whatever it might be. But she'll be talking on the phone all day long, not only because she's a real estate agent, but because people are calling her all the time. Friends, family, acquaintances, just people in general calling her all the time, calling. Like, she's on the phone all the time. And then she usually has people over in terms of dinner or, like, you know, random events that they go to. So I'll go out for dinner, or they'll have people in for dinner. So usually there's someone in the house almost every single day. Almost every single day. For dinner or for lunch or something like that, people will come to the house to visit because our house is very welcoming and she's a very welcoming person. But on top of that, a lot of times people will actually live with us. So people are always staying with us also. People visiting from India staying with us, people visiting from other parts of Canada, the US, random, all over the place. People are visiting and staying with us for chunks of time, months at a time sometimes. And so people are always in the house as well. And all of this she handles with grace. You know, she's there and she's extroverted. She's talking to everyone from morning, from like 6 a.m. in the morning till like 10, 12 till at night. She'd be talking to people consistently, constantly, and be happy about it. She's totally happy. She's having fun. She does get a little bit tired now that she's getting older. But it's not like the kind of tired where I'm like, I want to switch off and kill someone. But in just general, like, oh, I'm physically tired, but I can still be around people. And so, you know, I'm sitting there kind of watching her, observing her, and I really, as I said, realized the difference between an extrovert and introvert at that point in time. The reason I do this video is because, as I said, my mom's an extrovert, and she's been an extrovert almost her entire life, I think, because I noticed her being like that even when we were younger. We'd always have people over, or we'd always be at people's houses, you know, visiting, or she'd always be on the phone with friends, family, etc. And I think she does feel very lonely when there's not a lot of people around her, and that's one of the reasons why she misses us so much, because all of her kids are all over the place. But the reason, as I said, the reason I do this video is for extroverted parents to realize that just because you are the way that you are, and that's amazing that you can be that way, that you can be around people all the time, doesn't mean that your introverted children can be like that as well. And that's something that my mom, I think, little by little is realizing after 30 years of being with me, or, you know, living with her child. She's realizing that I'm an introvert, and there's a difference between the two of us. A big, big, profound difference between the two of us. But I wanted to do this video for all those extroverted parents out there who perhaps don't realize the difference yet. And you'll know instantaneously if your child is introverted or not. I mean, literally, you will know as soon as possible. I've spoken to hundreds of parents, well, not hundreds, dozens of parents at least, more than dozens of parents. And every single time I talk to them, they always tell me the same thing. As soon as the child comes out of the belly, they know if the child is going to be introverted or extroverted. Now, obviously, that can change over time, and I know I have become more extroverted as time has gone on, and I do have moments where I'm more introverted, so obviously it fluctuates. But instantaneously out of the womb, the person has an introverted or an extroverted tendency, right? And so you'll see, you know, some babies, they just want to play by themselves. They just are happy to be by themselves in their playpen. They're just doing their own thing. They don't want to be disturbed. They're just, you know, sitting and chilling and thinking, reflecting, whatever there is going on in their brains. And some kids, you will know, they'll always want to be held. They always want to be around people. They always want to be talking to you. They always want to be around you. They don't want you to leave you alone, and they don't want you to leave them alone. And they just want to be playing all the time with you. And so obviously you can see an instant difference. You know when your child is introverted, and you know when your child is extroverted. It's like a very, very apparent thing. And one of the things I do implore and actually beg and plead the extroverted parents to do is to understand that there's nothing wrong with your introverted child, that you don't have to fix them. That's something that a lot of people try to do all the time, especially with me. They tried a lot in the past. And I love my parents, but they're always worried about me. They're like, how can you be fine being by yourself? Even now, they're always saying to me, but what if you're alone for the rest of your life? How are you gonna survive? That seems like a terrible way to live. And you can be lonely and you can be sad. And I'm like, I am living like that right now. And I'm not lonely, not sad. I'm perfectly fine. And so it doesn't compute in their brains. I think my father's an extrovert as well. Not as much as my mother, but definitely an extrovert as well. And so two extroverted parents and I think three introverted children. I don't know how that happened, really. And that's fascinating to me because I don't know how genetics works, really. And so that's how I want extroverted parents to look at it. It's not something that you need to fix. Your introverted children are completely fine. Actually, they're better than fine. They're okay. They're perfectly normal. There's nothing you need to fix about them. You don't need to change them. They're good as they are. And you just need to love them as they are. Yeah, just to be like, okay, and accept them and be like fine with the way they are and let them do their own thing. Yes, they might have a few less friends than other people. Yes, they might spend a lot less time with other people than other people do. Yes, they might spend a lot more time by themselves, yeah, playing and doing their own thing. But reality is, like, it's not going to affect them that much in the future. Yes, little by little, their socialization skills will improve. Not as fast as perhaps your extroverted kids. But in general, it's not a terrible thing to be an introvert. And you really don't need to change them that much. You can encourage them to go out and do things. And my mom always did. And I did go out to a lot of social events and things like that. But I was never forced to be extroverted, really. They did worry about me, but they usually left me alone, which is nice. And so, yes, you can. You know, I went to play badminton because my mom was like, it's a nice thing to play badminton. It was a solo activity, but I still got to go outside and it was nice. I was like, yeah, I like badminton. Or tennis, you know, things like that. You know, maybe encourage them to do things that are kind of solo, but also group activities. And so they're still around people, but they're doing their own thing. Painting is another one, playing the piano or something, things like that. And so my mom always encouraged me to go that way. And if I just wanted to do something, she'd be like, all right, cool, fine, do it. So really try as much as possible to kind of not force them to be extrovert, because it really doesn't help. It actually makes us feel terrible about ourselves. It makes us feel like we're not good enough and makes us hate ourselves and not accept ourselves. And then all of that results in a low self-esteem, low self-confidence. And I'm not saying I'm completely blaming it on you guys, on the parents, but really, if your parents are not going to accept you for who you are, then who else is going to, really? And if they don't accept you for who you are, then how is it possible for a child to accept themselves for who they are? It's impossible. It's very difficult if your parents are not going to do it for you. That's the first person, that's the first authority figure that you listen to. And if your parents think you're crazy or you're not good enough, or you know that you need change or be something different, then you're going to think that about yourself as well. And I think that's one of the reasons why introverts have a really hard time fitting in, because a lot of them have been told that there's something wrong with them when there is really nothing wrong with them. 25% of the world is introverted. 25% is a huge amount. It's a huge, huge amount. It's not a minuscule 1 or 2% like an INFJ might be, but it is a big chunk of the world. And so if that many people are introverts, that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with 25% of the world. It just means that there's a different way to live for them. And you just have to accept them. And so I really implore, beg, plead, whatever you guys want, for extroverted parents to realize that. That's the first step that your introverted child is going to take, is with you. And if you can accept them for who they are, for being introverted, for being fine with being solitary or being on their own, if you can just accept them and let them know that, I think that would be the best thing you can do for your introverted child. Really, literally the best thing you can do for them. And I'm saying this from experience, okay? If you guys have any questions about this, please do let me know by commenting below. I shall do a follow-up video on this. It's an important topic, I believe. And of course, if you have stories to share with me, please do. I love to hear from you guys. If you want to support me further, you can do that as well by going to my Ko-fi link. It's in the description below. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.